It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Oh, this is bad. This is bad news for me. This brings up really bad memories. Overdue library fines are now going to be a thing of the past for Chicago residents, at least. That starts tomorrow. The Chicago Public Library will eliminate overdue fines for all CPL-owned items currently in circulation. Mayor Lightfoot was at the library at 95th and Halsted making the announcement.
To Chicago's residents who have been avoiding our libraries or holding their overdue books because they're afraid of the cost, our message is clear to you. Come back. Rejoin this great library system at your local branch or wherever you feel comfortable and bring your books back, but come back to the Chicago Public Library.
So last year, the Chicago Public Library collected $900,000 in late fees.
What? You can't use the $1 million right now? Seriously?
Budget's never going to get straightened out.
I know. Here's the problem.
What's the problem with that?
We're giving up on all of this stuff, and we're basically saying, hey, don't do the right thing, and don't worry, there will be no consequences. Mm-hmm. There will be no fines. But if you are a property owner in this town, and you want to pay your taxes, we're
going to
screw you. That's the most frustrating part of this.
Right.
Like, in the Cook County, don't even get me started. Don't even mention her name. Cook County state's attorney, who's going to, like, let everybody out, and we're not going to prosecute anybody who's doing the wrong thing.
A little higher stakes when you have the unlawful use of a handgun or a legal weapon have an overdue library book. You forgot to return caterpillar.
As I pointed out today on the Windy City Live, I have 3 overdue library books.
You still do?
From 1974.
Do you still have the books?
I have no idea. They might be in my mom's house. I don't even know.
What is a library? I've never paid a library, what would it cost if you, were a week overdue?
All right, so I was trying to figure this out.
It's pretty low. Yeah. Look at Kevin being responsible.
I think it was, 10 cents a day or
something.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. Right. That's why this is comical to me.
However,
really?
Could you do the math for me right here? Just do the math for me very quickly. So it's, 45 times 365.
Who's doing the math? Ro, you just got to give over the next 3 years of your salary. And
you'll be good. I just would like to know what that is. What is it? $16,425?
Ooh.
All right, so I only owe $1,600.
That sounds like a felony.
Yeah. Because it's 10 cents a day. Was it 10 cents? I don't even know what it is. Was it a dollar a day? I don't even know.
I didn't know overdue fines were keeping people away from the library.
You know what's keeping people away from the library?
It's 10 cents a day.
There are no books. That's the problem. You know, I mean, who needs a book? The only people who go to the libraries are people who read books. Kids don't read books anymore. Everything's on their iPads, right, or on their tablets. I mean, this is not even, I mean, I'm telling you, and you're like, oh, you're a classist because the poor kids can't afford it. The hell they can't go to the schools. The schools are giving it to them. What are we doing here?
She wants to make sure that people don't feel like embarrassed or ashamed to go to the library because they haven't returned a couple of books they can't find anymore.
Okay, well, let me tell you something about embarrassment and shame at the library. You walk in and there's a guy who smells like a combination of pee-pee caca and alcohol, who's got his hand down his pants.
Well, he needs access to a computer so he can get a job.
So he can shower. For Pornhub. That's what he's there
I
for.
I hope not. They don't allow that.
Are you kidding me? I have 100% walked past somebody at a computer watching porn.
Yes, yes. So wait, they do allow it because
Kevin
they can't stop it.
Does go to libraries.
Because only for Pornhub.
High school and middle school. You'd be at a library.
Because his parents were always checking his history on the browser.
You know what would be really cool if, Jussie Smollett paid $130,000 to the city to cover some library fines? Yeah, or just his own. Paid the police department. Don't get him started, Jen. No. Please, 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 please. You just mentioned the other name that tends to send him off.
Moving on now.
Number 4.
Chicago Bears played Sunday's game without linebacker Roquan Smith, but the circumstances behind his absence are a mystery.
Mysterious.
The Bears said that Smith missed the game against the Minnesota Vikings due to personal reasons. I'm telling you, they're getting like the NHL. You know, where they're just not going to tell you anything. Don't they have to tell us these things? Isn't it like in the players' contract that they can tell us what the injuries are and the other kind of weird injuries?
Not an injury.
But if it's not an injury.
Well, why aren't they telling us so much about... They haven't officially released the information about Trubisky.
No, they haven't.
Why aren't they telling us this stuff? We want to know. Inquiring minds and bettors want to know.
But the Roquan Smith thing is so much more mysterious. All we're hearing is that they're working through his status, and we'll see. He's dealing with a very personal issue.
Here's
he's out.
Coach Matt Nagy.
He's completely a personal issue. It's for us, something that we're going to just leave it at that right now.
Was he involved in a legal incident Saturday night?
Personal issue.
Would that rule out some legal incident? Or?
I'm just going to say it was a personal issue.
Okay,
I'm not getting into anything else. And so,
okay.
But how a personal issue? You were out that game, and now he's questionable for the London game too. That sounds more serious.
Well, with.
Here's the problem. Communications 101.
Okay.
When the reporter, do we know who that even was?
The first one?
Yeah.
I believe that was Dan Weider from the Tribune.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
I think so.
Kevin does just vocal analysis all day long.
It's going to be a really good game. Kevin, whose voice is this in the sports world?
Right, exactly. So when he goes, does that mean it's not legal? And then he goes, it's a personal issue. If it were not legal, you say it's not legal.
Wait, you're saying if it isn't an illegal situation,
right.
Why wouldn't you just come out and say that?
Yeah.
Hey, this isn't anything to do with legal.
Right, that's not legal. This is a personal situation. Because now he just basically told us it's a legal situation by telling us it's not a legal situation. You can discuss. You can have that conversation.
Well, it's not. If it were medical, would they have to disclose? Is that right? Is that an NFL rule? Like, let's say he had some off, you know, campus kind of, you know, he hurt himself. Would we know about that?
Well, what if it's something not related to playing the game?
Like a 28-day vacation?
No, because then But I'm talking about a personal issue that wasn't related to football. Then I don't think they're obligated to.
No, they're not obligated to, but they're going to. But everybody's going to be. This is Chicago. The hell. If they think the Chicago Bears, and God bless them, we love them.
We do.
We love them. I got right into the stadium with my ticket yesterday, unlike Ben Bradley. I wasn't stressing out on the Stevenson. I got right in. It was fine. Because I know how to get there, unlike Ben Bradley. But the thing is, you're never going to get around that. They're going to figure it out.
We'll get it eventually.
Yes.
Of course, it will come out.
Right, and you got to say, I mean, if it's a legal situation, people are going to find out. And by not answering the question if it's a legal situation makes us think it must be a legal situation. Because you immediately say no to that.
But wouldn't we have something then, like a report already?
Depends on where it happened.
Right.
Depends on who his representation is.
Who the hell's asking? Why would you ask a question like, hey, coach,
we're in the middle of a Super Bowl contending season, my friend.
Right, exactly.
He'll talk to me after February.
Right, exactly. These charges could wait. It's not a big deal.
A continuance, please?
Yes, don't worry about nothing. Yeah.
Personal issue.
That might not be a criminal legal situation. It could be a personal legal situation, too. It could be a civil legal situation. Who knows? But you got to get on it, because a police report's going to come out at some point. There's always somebody if that's what happened, or there's an incident report of some sort, or a filing if it's something that's going to go into the courts.
Overdue library books.
Right.
He's okay now. He's okay if it's an overdue library books.
You can come out of hiding. She's forgiving everyone of the overdue books.
All right, hold on. Coach Nagy, is he, what about Trubisky? When's he going to play?
Again, we'll have to, if he's able to go this week, then we'll, it doesn't matter. It'll help just for getting rest. If he's not able to go, then it helps as well. So we'll just, it's time is what it is. And so as we know more here and we kind of get some details as to exactly what's going on and then where he stands as far as everything goes. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we have to discuss together and collaborate between the doctors and the training staff and us as coaches, Ryan and myself, just making sure that we know once we get more answers and we know 100% as to where he's at, time will be great.
Blah, blah, blah. See, nothing.
We know nothing.
Nothing.
On both fronts.
Right. Well, Adam
nothing.
Schefter tweeted this. I'm the, one of the most reliable reporters in the,
yeah.
in the football.
He is.
Initial MRI on Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky revealed he has a dislocated left shoulder with a slight labrum tear, but does not need surgery. Should be back sooner rather than later. Per source, he will travel with team to London. Unlikely to play versus Raiders.
OB thinks he should get cortisone and hydrocortisone immediately. That's
whatever.
What we learned. That's what we learned from talking to OB in the last hour. Is it we're going to do? We're going to shoot him up like they did in the old days. What could possibly go wrong? In Dallas, they'd give him a little cocaine to get him out on the field and make sure everything's fine.
In Dallas,
it's true. They used to literally. There's film of guys doing cocaine on the sidelines in the cowboy helmets. All right, in the 1970s.
I'd just like
get
some more
back
information.
Out there.
I'd like some more information. On
okay,
both
me
of these.
Too. Yes, I agree.
We
all
need
right,
it.
3, 2, and 1 coming your way. But first, let's check in with Don Kleppen. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Roa displays man sentenced today to 45 years in prison. We'll tell you why at 5:30.
All right, top 5 of 5 continues. We have worked our way to
number 3.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill allowing California athletes to earn money from the use of their names, images, and likenesses, despite warnings from the National Collegiate Athletic Association. That's the NCAA.
We know it's by NCAA.
Acronyming. And the pair discussed the decision ahead of his... The NCAA. The measure would upend amateur sports. That's what the NCAA says. But the governor signed the bill anyway. And during an online-only episode of The Shop, a talk show that airs on HBO with LeBron James, this happened.
I don't want to say this is checkmate, but this is a major problem for the NCAA. It's going to initiate dozens of other states to introduce similar legislation, and it's going to change college sports for the better by having now the interests finally of the athletes on par with the interests of the institutions. Now we're rebalancing that power arrangement.
This is the number one reason why we've created this platform.
I thought the NCAA said that you couldn't compete in any NCAA games at all if they passed this into law, and now they just did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, Lee Steinberg is going to join us, kind of super agent, and one of the guys behind
huge
this from California. He's going to join us coming up at 5:40 to talk about that.
Number 2.
5:37, actually, in case you're clock watcher. Watch your mouth. After 471 wins and a World Series title, Joe Maddon is out. Met with he of the Golden Blackberry, Theo Epstein, on Saturday night. The pair discussed a decision ahead of his final game as skipper yesterday.
Listen, 5 seasons for that. Anybody that wants to denigrate anything that we've done over the last 5 years, come see me at some point. There's nothing to denigrate. There's nothing to bemoan. There's nothing to lament. It's been fabulous. Anybody would take that 5-year run, including a World Series championship, for the first time in 108 years. Come on. So it's a wonderful day. I'm really excited about the future. I'm excited for the Cubs' future. And we were talking about this yesterday also, and I said, I will remain a Cubs fan. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. There you go.
I love his use of the word fabulous.
So David Ross is rumored to be replacing Maddon. Mark Carmen got to talk to him.
Do I one day have an itch to manage? You know, that's definitely crossed my mind, especially with all the rumors that fly around. And do I want to put my stamp on a team and the things I believe in? Of course. Like, you see things. I mean, I think even as a casual fan, you start to want to kind of do things your way. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's all about opportunity.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't feel particularly
like
good about it. I don't know. I like when managers are like, you know, managers, guys who barely played baseball. They're overweight. They waddle out to the mound.
Want to chew.
Right.
Want to
chew. Right. You're not quite sure exactly what they know or they don't
know. Screaming.
I really prefer that.
Number 1.
Season 45 of Saturday Night Live premiered on Saturday. Alec Baldwin, despite being, we were all told he wasn't coming back, as Donald Trump did.
I got to take this. Kanye, how you been, my man?
Bro, actually, you remember those pills I was supposed to take, huh? It turns out I'm supposed to take them every day. Can you believe that?
That's good.
But actually, that's the reason I'm calling you, because I don't think we can be fam no more, fam.
What? Why not?
Give me the phone. Only in America.
Don King. Oh, don't tell me you dudes are partying without me. Is Rodman there and Tyson too?
Yeah, we were just having an emergency meeting of the black wackadoos.
There you go.
Their breakdown of the Democratic candidates, pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. And I don't know if the whole show was great, but you know who was great? Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that she is like 17 years old. If you get a chance to see that on YouTube, see her performances, both of them were amazing. All right, that closes this thing up.
It's the top five.
No, that doesn't close it up at all. That closes it up.
The top five at five.